Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Maz Jobrani and Amy Dickinson have 3 points each.
Really?
Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, Roy, you are in third place, so you are up first. Fill-in-the-blank. On Monday, two men accused of planning a terror attack involving a train to New York were arrested by officials in blank.
I was so preoccupied with other terror attacks. Boston.
In Canada. Oh. Stocks nosedived briefly Tuesday after hackers posted a message on the AP's Twitter feed saying that the blank had been attacked.
White House.
Yes. On Thursday, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the U.S. had evidence that chemical weapons have been used in blank.
Syria.
Right. The Koch brothers announced this week that to spread the conservative message, they're considering buying the blank company.
Tribune.
Yes. A woman attending a circus in Florida was surprised when she went to the restroom and blanked.
Found the people juggling in there.
No. She found a tiger inside.
Oh, my goodness.
It had escaped. The American folk singer who opened at Woodstock blank died this week at age 72.
Richie Havens.
Right. After she was arrested for disorderly conduct while asking police, "Do you know my name?" Actress blank has apologized.
It was, she's Reese Witherspoon.
That's exactly right. Anchorman A.J. Clemente made his television debut on KFRY in North Dakota this week, and his very first words on air were blank. That's right. That's what he said.
Hilarious.
A.J. Clemente's first broadcast began before he knew it had begun, when the camera caught him looking at his notes and swearing like a sailor. Then he looked up, realized he was on camera, and mumbled about the East Coast, where he's from. After the broadcast, Clemente tweeted, "Well, that couldn't have gone any worse." He was then fired. Carl, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has taken the lead.
All right. Woo! Thank you, Carl. We flipped the coin. Amy has elected to go second. Here we go. Amy, you're up next. The TSA announced this week that it is delaying a plan to allow people to bring small blank onto airplanes.
Knives? No.
Well, knives.
Oh.
Exactly 1 week after the attack, President Obama led a moment of silence for the victims of the bombing at the blank.
Boston Marathon.
Right. Heavy rain this week led to even more blanking in the Midwest states.
A flooding.
Right. The Boy Scouts drew criticism after announcing that they will now allow blank scouts, but not blank leaders.
Gay.
Yes. Police in New Zealand tracked a man who allegedly stole a pack of gummy bears by blanking.
Following the trail of gummy bears.
Exactly right.
No.
Alan Arbus, best known. Alan Arbus, best known for his role as Dr. Sidney Friedman in the Korean War sitcom Blank, died this week at age 95.
MASH.
Right. Mike Tyson started following soccer player Luis Suarez on Twitter after Suarez blanked an opponent during a game.
Bit his ear?
Yes, indeed. Bus drivers in France are fed up and threatening to strike because blank.
Bus drivers in France threatening strike because they can't bring their baguette. No. It involves...
They're threatening to strike in Marseille because they say their uniform pants are too tight. "We reject the bottom half of this uniform," said a union representative while desperately sucking his gut in. "The pants are far too tight." The new skin-tight pants aren't the only problem either. The bus drivers are also unhappy with the 2-drink minimum and the new requirement that they collect bus fares in their waistbands. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 17 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
Well done.
Wow.
So then how many does Maz need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Okay, Maz, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. 2 years after a tweet caused him to leave office in disgrace, blank opened a new Twitter account.
Wiener.
Yes. Court officials in Honolulu prevented a man from smuggling blank into his felony court hearings.
Fruit?
No. 240s and a duck. People magazine drew some criticism this week for naming blank as the world's most beautiful woman.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Right. With sales of the song Sweet Caroline up 597% this week, blank announced he would donate the royalties to victims of the Boston bombing.
Diamond.
Neil Diamond. Art lovers in Louisiana are paying top dollar for paintings created by artist Winkelheimer Smith, a blank.
Winkelheimer Smith, a blank?
It is a blank.
Winkelheimer Smith is a hot dog.
Winkelheimer Smith is a disabled squirrel. Just 2 years ago, Winkelheimer Smith narrowly escaped being eaten by a cat, but was nursed back to health by a kindly woman who taught her to hold a paintbrush in her mouth. Now, Winkelheimer's paintings are selling on eBay, and Daniel Day-Lewis has been cast in the role of the squirrel in the film adaptation to be called My Left Paw. Carl, did Maz do well enough to win?
He needed at least 7 points to tie, but he had just 3 points.
Oh, goodness.
So, with 17 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
Well done.